I hate the news.
Welcome to Grumble Goat. My name is Matt Labodka, and this is a show about all the small things that drive me insane. Let's grumble.
Let me break it down for you. Let me define news for you. News is simply the answer to the question, what's new? What's new? What's going on? What's happening in the world? And television news used to be a quaint one-hour session every evening, with Tom Brokaw simply filling you in on what's new. But now news is a 24-hour marathon extravaganza. Every minute of every hour of every day, through the day and night, you can tune into cable news to see up-to-the-minute coverage of what's happening now. The bland old news of Walter Cronkite briefly summarizing the news before Jeopardy is out. Now it's a non-stop blast of exciting new news every minute. The problem is there isn't new news every minute. But in the race for ratings, you better believe that each station is going to sensationalize every little thing that happens. There are murders today, somewhere in the world. A rapist is on the loose, somewhere on another continent. Thieves and scofflaws prowl the night. States away, things are happening, but when you keep hearing every minute that there are murderers on the loose, it sure feels like you're surrounded by murderers. Nobody out there is to be trusted. Law and order is falling from our grasp faster than the next breaking news segment is pouring out of the TV. The reality is that crime is down. Our streets are safe. The crime waves of the 70s and 80s were probably because of the leaded gasoline. And since gasoline became unleaded, crime has dropped significantly. But tuning into the news, you would never know that. Because they need to sell ad space. And to sell ad space, they need you to watch. And to get you to watch, they need you afraid. But your neighborhood doesn't provide a lot of news. They're pulling news globally from every country and every state and every city. And so it feels like it's all on our shoulders, but it's not. And there's a presidential election coming up, and Biden's not making much news right now, so he's old! Sure, his running mate is just as old, but they don't cover that, because he's making news of his own. Trump threatens that there will be a bloodbath in the streets, and the news says Trump's new healthcare plan is daily baths in the blood of your enemies. Meanwhile, Biden's age is out of control. Oh, and this just it. I'm just getting breaking news right here in the studio. President Joe Biden is now even older than he was before I started this grumble, and I hate the endless news cycle, and that's the grumble.
Grumble, 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 grumble.
What?
Grumble, 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 grumble. What's got your goat?
For the latter half of the show, we'll bring in my better half, Veronique, for an unpretentious look and a segment we call...
What's got your goat?
Hello, Veronique.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm sad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Good. That's a great start. Folks at home are concerned. What's going on? Why are you sad?
Teddy died.
Oh, yeah. 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 That's true. Yeah. Okay. Did you want to say a few things about Teddy while we're here? No?
I can't.
Okay, great. Okay. Yes, our intern Teddy unfortunately passed away. So we're out of furry interns. Teddy Bear. So now my co-host is crying. So this is a great place to start the episode. Thank you for sharing that news with us today.
Thank you.
I'm sure I join all of our listeners when I say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of life things, a lot of occurrences.
Yeah, it's like we have to grumbling about life. I want to grumble about death.
Oh, yeah. Or is that a preview of what's to come?
Yeah, but not today.
Not today. Yeah. Today's not. No. No. Today we're breaking the news so that everybody can take a deep breath and prepare themselves, yes, knowing that a grumble is coming. The ultimate grumble.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now that the news has been broken.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Now back to the comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the grumble?
That's how we do it. No, it's poignant that you wanted to break the news today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's poignant because you don't know what I grumbled about.
Oh.
I grumbled about news.
Oh, news.
News.
Oh, you didn't lead me in at all.
Well, you asked.
I did ask. Yeah, I did ask.
I didn't lead you in, but I figured you led us in by breaking such tragic news.
Yeah. Breaking news.
Breaking news, everybody. News. This just in.
Well, a month later, this just in.
A month later. See, sometimes it helps to like let it gestate a little bit before you break that news, you know? Well, you don't have to break it in the moment of.
Well, sometimes you just have to live with it. Sit in it.
Sure.
You know?
And sometimes it's not breaking news.
Yeah.
Like, this is not earth-shattering news. It's our world shattering.
Yes, it's, but it's very
not,
shattering.
It's not globally important.
Well,
in the grand scheme of things.
I think
the world lost one of its most cherished souls, but the economy still bustles on.
Yes. Right. Yes. Life is still moving on. But that's the thing. It's like the moving forward.
Yeah. It's interesting that this news didn't have to be broken in the moment. We didn't pull out the microphones in that moment and be like, listeners, listen, I need you to know.
Yeah.
Because we don't have up-to-the-minute news here at Grumble Goat.
Well, no, but it's not about that. It's like some things are just so personal and so private that, like, Princess Kate, everyone was like, this altered photo.
Where has she been? A sleeve is altered. I'm going to break some news right here for our listeners. Every one of Grumble Goat's photos is altered.
Oh, 100%.
All the episode art we make, the sublemishes removed. Sometimes the props we're holding are only an illusion in Photoshop.
Exactly.
Yes. Allow Kate to take a photo, do a little retouching, and publish that photo.
Sure.
Not all news has to be broken in the moment.
No, we don't need it. We don't need any news ever.
Yeah. We don't need news. No news.
No news.
No news. No, you know what they say, the old saying, no news is good news.
I'd say that sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I get more news.
And then,
And then more news comes.
And then more news comes.
Yeah, I mean, news is a good thing, right? I mean, news can be anything. News can just be telling a story or, you know, just like, I went to the store today. it's news.
What news from the Rittermark? I went to the store today.
Yeah.
The dry cleaners was closed, so I didn't get my clothes.
That's what I'm saying. The dry cleaners was closed. It's my news. It's my news for the morning.
News is good. Keeping up with current events is good.
Yes.
24-hour binge cycles of crazy breaking news. That's not good for anybody.
No, it's not good at all. That's not good.
Especially because, I mean, let's you and I take a time capsule back to the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember? Because there was nothing stopping us from watching the news during the pandemic.
There.
One of us spiraled out of control.
One of us. I didn't spiral out of control. It's their fault.
Hey, whose fault?
The news.
The news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I say it's their fault because they're interested. Their wants are, we want viewers all the time.
Yeah.
Those are our wants. That's our objective.
Yeah.
And we, as the viewer, are like, we want entertainment. Or we want the news.
Right. Well, we lie to ourselves. We say we want the news, but really we want that fear. We want that adrenaline.
We want the gossip.
We want that rage bait.
I just don't think there's anything else to watch.
Oh, there was nothing else. There's no other programming. Well, if only somebody would make some content.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's why my nieces and nephews, I say, oh, do you want to watch Disney Plus? No, we want to watch YouTube.
Mm.
And what I find interesting is that I think the programming that in the 1950s and you turned on your TV and it was like tonight, the Daily News, like you learned something because you weren't overstimulated.
Yeah.
Right.
The bottom third of the screen is all breaking news. Yes. And then it's got that streaming of like price of gas is going up. Oh, attack in the Middle East. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Just on the screen itself of a news. It's like there's a ticker tape.
Yeah.
Right. There's like things.
The
that
top
come
banner
up the top
also.
Banner.
And then there's like constant like streaming. Of like little like explosion reverberating across as they're going, cutting to breaking news now.
Yeah, it has its own little montage.
Yeah, like, every 30 seconds.
Yes.
It's like, doo, 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 doo.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
The world's ADHD. So is the news.
Whereas back in the 50s, like you said, or 60s or 70s or 80s or even 90s, before there was 24-hour news networks, it was 1 hour in the evening.
Yeah, and you
news
learned.
News is 1 hour because you can summarize what happened in the day in an hour. It's fine. So you're like, oh, here's what happened today. And then they just covered it. Here's what happened today. And that's it. Good night and good luck.
Yeah.
Back to Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
That's all you need. But now it's 24-hour news networks. And they're just constantly screaming in your face. But there's only still an hour's worth of news.
Well, that's the thing. 24-hour news has ruined our country.
It's ruined everything.
Everything. I completely agree with you on that.
There's so much news that people have reverted to being uninformed.
Well, that's the thing, and that's the danger, right? Because people have been overstimulated,
overstimulated. They scream at your face 24 hours a day so much that you don't even remember what they're talking about.
Well, exactly.
You're like, I'm mad and I don't remember why.
Exactly. Exactly. Instead of having objective views, right? And they're facts, and then it's all opinion. And I feel like that takes it away from the viewer in the sense that when someone would watch the news and just learn the facts, they could have a dinner conversation about it. Nowadays, no one wants to talk politics or news or anything at the dinner table because
everyone's opinions are exactly what their chosen network tells them to scream at each other.
Exactly.
And so there's no nuance. There's no like, I heard a war just started in the Middle East. How do you feel about that, Bill?
Yes.
There's Joe Biden in the deep state.
Yeah.
And there's
go Brandon. You know?
Go Brandon. Like, let's go. I'll tell you one thing I do know, though, is Joe Biden is old.
Yeah, right. It's Sleepy Joe.
I can't remember everything the news told me, but I'm pretty sure Joe Biden is old.
Yeah. Oh, it's a witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt. You know, and it can get in the danger zone when older people are having cognitive issues, such like my mom. I mean, she's a Republican.
Such like the two front runners for the presidential nomination. Yeah.
Right, right. Well, my mother's a Republican, and in her older age, this is my opinion, when she talks about the Trump investigations, it's like, oh, well, there's not going to be an election because he's already the president.
Donald Trump's already the president.
Well, right. It's fake.
Yeah.
It's fake.
But what I want to know is who's controlling the Joe Biden clone? That's what I want to.
I want to know really where the clone was made midlife. Does the clone like come as a baby, or do they just clone the person and it's the same age as they were?
Did they start a little baby Joe Biden at the same time Joe Biden was born?
Yeah.
Did they was that a cloning project that happened back then?
I don't know.
In the 1910s or whenever Joe Biden was born?
Oh my gosh, hilarious. No. Well, that's one of the things that the government's not telling us. They had clone technology in the 60s. Oh, I think he was in Congress in 60. Okay, so I think he was born
He was first
40s.
Elected in 1890, I think.
It's taken our critical thinking skills and it's really pushed them to the max.
Well, it's completely dissolved our critical
thinking
skills.
Right, yeah.
Nobody needs to think anymore. The thinking is done for you by think tanks. And then it is spoon-fed to you 24 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's wild that you know exactly how old Joe Biden is.
Well, I do.
He's 430 years old. But how old is your representative in Congress?
Which one?
In the House of Representatives. You know who you're...
AOC?
You know who you're... AOC? How could we be exposed to 24 hours of news and still not know the name of the person that represents us in the House of Representatives?
Wow, that's a very good point you just made. Yeah.
We all know the age of all the presidential candidates.
Yeah.
We can tell you what Donald Trump had for breakfast.
Yeah.
But it's because there's no such thing as local news anymore.
You're right.
It's only national news.
Well, we have New York One.
Right.
I love New York
Local news does exist.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. How was New York One this morning?
Okay. Well, so that's the thing. We don't watch it anymore.
Oh, you don't watch
but
it.
But I used to watch it every day. When I had it, I watched it. Well, I guess we could put it on the TV.
Yeah, let's just put it on the TV.
Yeah, we could put it on the
TV.
There
you go. We'll put it on the TV.
I mean, you learn all
And
about
then we'll
this.
Put on YouTube to ignore it. Who's your favorite newscaster?
I only know the bad ones.
Oh, right.
Like Laura Ingraham came to my mind.
Oh,
but I was like, but I don't like her. I just hear about her all the time.
Yeah.
We learned. That's the thing that's so crazy is that we learn all these things are happening behind the scenes at the news network.
And how'd we learn that?
We learned that
because Fox News got sued for lying.
Yes. Yes.
They got sued for lying.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all just aware that there's no integrity in the news.
Fake news, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the BBC news is pretty good.
Well, it's because it's owned by the people.
Yeah.
So, like, they don't need ratings because everybody's already paying for it. So it doesn't matter if they have ratings or not.
I feel like that's the solution.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
pretty
ideal.
But you're a socialist if you say so.
Well,
get that commie attitude out of here. Your TV will be paid for by Budweiser because this is America.
Yeah.
Either buy Budweiser or Ford F-150s or get out.
But here's the thing. The news isn't funny.
It's not funny.
They're not funny.
This is not funny,
this
Marinette.
This is not funny.
This is serious.
We're agreeing with each other.
Yeah.
We're mad about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need some good news.
Okay. Well, we need some good news.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just like...
What if the news was just good news, Veronique?
Good news.
What if
all
it was only good news? Like, no terrorist attacks, no murders, no how many rape kits went untested.
That's right.
Just good news.
Yeah, it was only cat videos.
People want that.
People want
good news.
Yes, we want good
like,
news.
Like, hey, I found $20 in an old jacket today.
Well, I'm jealous of
That's
you.
Good news.
Well, it's good news for you. It's not good news for me.
Breaking news. Veronique fails to find $20.
You know, I found $2 on the subway.
Well, you just stole that $2 from somebody else.
Yeah, you know, I looked around.
Petty thief on the loose underground in New York City.
I looked around. No one was there. I was like, okay, I'm going to take this. And then I thought, oh, is this a camera? Is this like a thing? Like, you know.
Oh, yeah. You were getting punked.
Yeah, right.
Because nothing good can happen. It's all bad. Everything's bad news.
That's all bad news. And that's the thing that was kind of brilliant that John, what's his name from The Office?
Krasinski.
He created that in the pandemic because the news was so bad that we needed some good news.
Yeah. And then after the pandemic, all the news became good again. So he stopped doing his show. How did news used to spread, Veronique?
Oh, well, it used to spread with the Pony Express. We've learned that that's how the mail system started.
Do you know the Pony Express only lasted 6 months?
What, really?
Yeah.
Why? Did all the horses get exhausted?
Yep. Well, yeah. Also, the boys.
Oh.
You know how news spread in ancient Greece?
How?
Well, you've heard of the marathon.
The marathon.
The marathon.
Like the running marathon?
Yeah.
That's how news, someone just ran it around?
Someone ran.
Oh, like one of their gods, right? They have a god that like runs.
No, it was a mortal man.
A mortal man
ran a marathon to deliver the news that they won some battle.
Oh, well, the crier.
And then died.
Oh, right. Because he was running so fast.
That's the price of news.
We should end the news. Death.
The news is killing people.
The news is killing people. But I really think it is. It's like giving people ulcers and they're freaking out.
Yeah, people are getting ulcers. But you know what? The news has got to sell those adult diapers somehow. And that's all that's fit to publish. Good night and good luck.
This has been an episode of Grumble Goat.
Thanks for listening.
I'm Matt Labatka.
I'm Veronique Hurley. Please subscribe.
I hate when people say please subscribe.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
No, we don't need it. We don't need any news, ever.
We did it. We've conquered another one of life's little annoyances. But the truth is, what I really hate is commercials. And I'll wager you do too. And that's why Grumble Goat is proudly commercial-free. But to keep it that way, it takes the support of fellow grumblers like you. If you hate commercials, head on over to our Patreon page and see if becoming a Grumble Kid is right for you. And as always, don't forget to Grumble Goat responsibly and share with a friend.
Grumble, 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 grumble. Pa, 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 pa.